So close your eyes. I'm going to take you through a meditation or an experience, maybe, where you will be able to go inside and not just seeing with your inner eye, but really go deep into every aspect or area of your life that needs to have attention. Saturn's job is to take away that which is no longer serving your highest or best. So it doesn't mean that you throw out people in your life or you leave them. It doesn't mean that you, you know, throw away your life and go off and on some pilgrimage. It doesn't mean that you do anything extreme or drastic. It just means that Saturn will give you the ability to understand if you transform from within and you see that process taking place on an energetic level, thoughts might come, insights might come on a mental level or intellectual level. You might experience a stronger connection to your faith or your spiritual path, your practices. We're going to pray to Saturn to give us the ability to discern, to be more wise in our everyday choices of what we think, say, do, so that we can produce more favorable results for a more favorable way of being as we navigate this lifetime from this point. So choose that area. And again, it's not something that is going to be the only thing that you're going to focus on. That everyone will know what the area of their life is if Saturn just gave the right structure, the right support, the ability to focus on that area and get it resolved through your concerted efforts, your sincere efforts, then that area of your life would just allow so much ease and grace to flow through into the other areas of your life. Causing the transformation that you want to experience in these next couple years. So putting your attention now at the base of your spine, we're going to invoke Ganesha, who removes obstacles caused by Saturn. Saturn creates delays and obstacles. So we pray to Ganesha to get Saturn's blessings so that no more delays. Or to understand that the delay was important because down the road, something more tragic would have happened. So to be able to understand or discern why Saturn is teaching the way he's teaching. So at the base of the spine, imagine an elephant-headed being riding on a mouse. Just those two images will bring you into a different state of consciousness. You can imagine orangish-reddish light. We're going a little bit slow so that you will experience this, so that you will observe your mind, how it just wants to be in control and be impatient and cause conflict internally and externally, maybe. Or you may be enjoying that deeper presence and blessings coming from Saturn as he shows you when you move purposefully in life, in your inner world, then everything you do in your outer world is more rewarding, more fulfilling, and more powerful or empowering. So Ganesha is there. The reddish-orangish light is there. The feeling is there that something is moving in the pelvis. So things are being cleared out at this lowest chakra. Maybe fear is going. Maybe stubbornness, stuck attitude, inflexibility is there. Being right, being wrong is there. Survival anxiety is there. So it's just dissolving away. Feel it. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel this energy now moving through your legs, all the way into your toes. It's swirling around, reddish, orangish light swirling around. Take your time. Meaning putting your attention to understand the movement of this energy within you, helping you to get unstuck so you can take the steps you need to take in a whole new direction. Gum, 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 gum. Now we'll move the energy from the base of the spine through the chakras to open those doors to a new understanding, a new dimension within you of who you are and what needs to be cleared out in your life relating to the chakras, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Feel it. Be in the middle of your chest, in the heart center, feeling the sound ooh the vibrations from the sound, ooh, opening up the heart center, releasing emotions that have been blocking you from having your desires be fulfilled. Your true heart's desires. Feel the heart center. Ooh. Expand the heart center. Move into the throat. Feel the throat. Ma. Release the tension, the constriction, the blocks inside the throat dissolve away with ma. Ma, 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 ma. Going up into the third eye area, the middle of your brain, the midbrain. Om is God. Connect to your God self in the midbrain. Now go back down to the base of the spine. Na. Move in to the navel center, the belly button. Ma. Move into the heart center. She. Move up to the throat and mouth. Va. Move in to the two eyes and the two brains. Ya. Feel the energy centers, the spinal column deep within is the susumna, which is the thin tube of light. If you haven't experienced it, ask Saturn to reveal that experience to you. It's very subtle, very deep, and very transforming. Auma. Namashivaya. Now move into your third eye, the midbrain area, the middle of your brain. just bring your awareness to the middle of your brain. Feel pressure. Something is present there. You may see a dark color or space. You may see a form. We're going to invoke Saturn to reveal what it is that you need to do on an energetic level. So you may not understand it on a mental level or an intellectual level. On an energetic level, a spiritual level, what it is that you need to do to create a whole new structure in your life that will allow for you to be disciplined and persevere, be patient and compassionate towards yourself and others as you go through this next 2 years or 2.5 years of transformation. He might appear to be a little bit frightening. That feeling, his presence might be there. You may see his crow vehicle. It's a bird, the crow, blackbird. You may see him in the form of an old man. Someone who is handicapped. Someone who is authority in your life. All these things represent Saturn. So whatever your feeling, your vision, your experience is, that is how you know you are connected to this being who's going to empower you for the transformational process that is about to unfold. Today and forward, moving forward. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. If you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable, then you just listen to the sounds or chant them, if you know the mantra for Saturn, in a way that is going to appeal to him. Surrender to him, and then he will help you, guide you, like a guiding father or teacher who cares about you and wants to keep you on the right track in life. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. Feel the compassion for yourself welling up inside of you. It needs to be there so that you can reach out to this divine being. He teaches humility. He teaches you to be humble, in that there's greater forces beyond what you see or understand or think you know from what you've read or experienced. Saturn will take you beyond all that, so that you will transform. Your understanding of who you are and what you need to do now. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. Feel the emotions coming up and being released. the blocks dissolving away. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. 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 Now imagine the number 8 appearing in your third eye. 8 is the number related to Saturn. 8th house is where Saturn is transiting in the natural zodiac. 8 is infinity. The transformational process will go on and on and on and on, regardless of how you think it will go. It will just take you to places within you where you can leave or detach from that which is no longer serving your highest way of being in life. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. Stay in your midbrain, the number 8 or the infinity sign. Saturn, black or dark blue, the blackbird or crow, the color of black or dark blue, maybe there, the color of space, where you can be cleansed and empowered with Saturn's blessings. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. Now allow this energy or the color or the visions that you have to swirl around from head to toe. Take your time to do an internal scan. Feel this liquid light pouring through your body, mind, and soul. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. surrender to the presence of Saturn. Surrender your problems, your issues to Saturn. Feel the peace and calm in letting go. That's his gift. Once you release it, everything that is causing suffering, then you feel the grace flowing in, rushing from head to toe, the grace of Lord Saturn. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. Om Shani Charaya Namaha. Feel the sound Om reverberating throughout your inner world, rocking your chakras. Om. Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Make an internal prayer to Lord Saturn. For allowing you to experience his presence. The support and energy that you can always tap into. Make an internal prayer to Dr. Pillai for guiding you to come and experience this transformational process that you are just about to embark on for the coming 2.5 years. Saturn is the great teacher, reveals the great teacher. Dr. Pillai is the master who you've come to get the teachings that you need that will make your life to be that much more rewarding, more fulfilling at this point in time and moving forward. Gratitude. Gratitude. Gratitude is the best attitude. Enjoy letting go as you slowly, slowly come back to yourselves, to your outer world, your surroundings. You might keep your eyes closed for some time, and then you might also decide that it's time for you to jump off this call But you can listen to the recording later on if you'd like. It'll be posted to the blog. Or you can stay. Enjoy the bliss. And then we can have our open discussion. Question and answers. So slowly, slowly coming back to yourselves.